I guess first initial thoughts when you found out that you guys are going to be heading to Denver?
We got to get ready to go to Denver. I mean, it doesn't matter who we play or where we play them, we still got to prepare.
Any benefit of already seeing them earlier this season?
It's a different team now than what we've seen earlier. We got to go out and look at film, look at what they did against San Diego and see who we're going to be playing against.
Can you take any of the basic fundamentals out of that game? Or is this a whole new, postseason, it's a different setup, really two different teams all over?
Yeah, right about now is when a lot of guys are playing different football, guys are getting on hot streaks, we just got to go out there and see what they're doing well and see what they're not doing well and hopefully try to exploit it.
Do you feel like you guys are, you mentioned hot streaks, playing the best football right now? For this team?
We could be playing better, but we've been playing better than we have all year.
Do you take that first game plan, 12, and just kind of throw it out, or do you build upon it or change it?
I don't know. We haven't decided yet, but whatever they decide to do, we're going to roll with it.
Why is the offensive line so hot?
They've been hot all season. Just haven't been getting the recognition.
Look, Eric, good to see you've taken the game pads off finally. How do you, improve, if you can even improve from your last performance?
I can do a lot of improvement. We've watched the film. I've seen a couple holes that I could have hit. I've seen a couple cuts I could have made. I'm just going to try to go out there and look at what they're going to give me and hopefully exploit some of their weaknesses.
McGarrett, we asked Logan after the game Saturday about how does it blocking for different kind of running backs and that process and learning how to block for a certain kind of running back. For you, how is it running behind this offensive line and how long a process is that to learn how to run behind a certain group of offensive linemen?
Like I said, they've been playing amazing all year. Logan is the only one that got to the Pro Bowl, and I feel like they all should have been there. The way guys have filled in for other guys, when we've had injuries, so I feel like they all should be there. They've stepped up tremendously in these last half of the season.
Does it take time, though, to learn how to learn, like, a lineman's tendencies and know that, I can run here because I know he's going to be able to hold that block and maybe trusting an offensive line as a running back?
I feel like that about all of them. I don't have a problem running left. I don't have a problem running right, in the middle or the outside.
Did you learn anything from watching yesterday's Denver game? Anything surprise you? Or they look like the same team?
They look like the same team that went, I don't know what the record was, 13-3. They were good, and they're still good because they're still here. And like I said, they're one game from the playoff, from the Super Bowl, and, so is a whole bunch of other people. So we're going to try to, go out there and exploit whatever we can find as their weaknesses.
Tom was saying he embraces, at this point, the Patriots having the underdog role. Do you feel the same way?
Hey, man, if Tom's going to embrace it, I'm going to embrace it. That's the leader of this team. So if that's how you feel, I'm sure that's how most of the guys out here feel.